Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello and welcome to your Red Friday AFC Championship edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, January 27th.
Yeah, I mean, every time I walk on that field, I don't think I'm an underdog, especially when I walk on Arrowhead's field. So I just go in with the same mindset of we're going to have to play our best football to win. We know we're playing a great football team that's beat us the last three times. And so we have to learn from our mistakes in the past and be better in order to win against a great football team.
For the second consecutive year, the Chiefs will host the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. The AFC title with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. The spread for this game has been all over the place this week with an initial line that favored the Chiefs. Then it swayed toward the Bengals. And now it's essentially a pick'em even between the two teams. As of this recording, DraftKings has the Bengals at minus one over the Chiefs, but that could change by the time you listen to this. Patrick Mahomes has only been a home underdog once this entire season. You got to go all the way back to week six against the Bills. Mahomes will surely be hobbled by the ankle injury he suffered last week, but the Bengals' offensive line has fallen apart late in the season. They could be missing as many as three starters along that line, though their game plan last week in Buffalo essentially neutralized the Bills' pass rush. Mahomes believes he's going to win every time he takes the field, and even if he was 100%, he will need help from his defense as he's gotten it all season. It's imperative Steve Spagnuolo and the defensive line figure out how to pressure Joe Burrow this Sunday. We'll have a better idea today if the Chiefs will activate Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Jody Fortson from injured reserve, and whether or not Mecole Hardman will be able to suit up on Sunday. Andy Reid seemed to be a little bit more optimistic on Hardman this week than he was ahead of the divisional round. We'll have the full injury report for you this afternoon at arrowheadpride.com.
Yeah, well, listen, they probably should. They've won three games, so, you know, that's I'm sure that's how they feel. But that's okay. We're still going to, you know, play the game, so.
Yeah, by now, everyone in Kansas City has heard about Burrowhead, referencing the Bengals' three-game winning streak over the Chiefs. As Andy Reid put it, they have every right to feel confident coming into this game. There's two teams the Chiefs have had problems with the last two seasons, the Bengals and the Bills. The Chiefs were able to hold the Bills down in last year's thrilling divisional round win, but they just haven't been able to get over the hump against Cincinnati. The Bengals are highlighted by their offensive stars, but the defense has been just as impressive this season. They don't make a ton of mistakes, as this Bengals defense likes to take away what the opposing offense likes to do. Sunday's game is all about how Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes adjust to what the Bengals will look to take away from the Chiefs' offense.
Yeah, I would say probably both ways. I would say that they know us and we know them. And, you know, we're all searching for that little extra thing that you can throw at them. So we've played each other enough to, you know, I'm sure both sides feel that way.
There's a level of familiarity that could come into play here, with this being the fourth time these two teams have played in the last 2 years. Both teams are well aware of what the other is capable of, and it comes down to who can make the least mistakes. Fortunately for the Chiefs, mistakes have been an issue this season, though recently they've cut down on their turnover problems. If it wasn't for a costly Travis Kelce fumble during the Chiefs' regular season matchup, it feels like Kansas City would have left that game with their first win over these Bengals. Kelce knows that. Patrick Mahomes is also well aware of his second-half collapse in last year's AFC Championship game. The Chiefs have to force the Bengals out of their comfort zone and into some key mistakes while doing their best to avoid those mistakes on their end. While the Bengals might seem like the favorite at the moment, there's a reason every one of these losses has come down to just a field goal. At the end of the day, Cincinnati messes up a little bit less than the Chiefs, and if the Chiefs can keep that under control on Sunday, there's no reason to believe they can finally check the Bengals off their long list.
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously lost this team three times in a row, and we've had great football games against them, but they've been able to beat us situationally at the end of games, and so how can we be better there? We know it's going to be a close football game. Every team you play in this position is going to be a close football game. But how can we be better situationally that we go out there and we're able to execute on third down in the red zone and at the end of games in order to win against a good football team?
When you're the best player at the most important position in the league, there's always that talk about legacy and thriving in big-time moments. Well, As ridiculous as it is to say this is a defining legacy matchup, it is for Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes already has a Super Bowl ring to go along with two appearances. He's about to win his second MVP, and the Chiefs are hosting a record fifth straight AFC title game. It's an all-time run this group has been on since Mahomes came into the league, and while one game won't decide an entire career, this one feels like it's got a Super Bowl atmosphere around it. The Bengals are cocky, and they're happy to let you know about it. Joe Burrow seems to never be shaken under any circumstance, even when he takes hits. They have star players at the positions where you want to have star players, and their coaching staff has done an unbelievable job this postseason. Mahomes is undoubtedly the best quarterback in football, but in sports in America, it's measured by rings. And as far as legacy-defining games go, you won't find one that's much more important than Sunday's AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I think you saw in the second half of this last game, man. They stepped up and did a great job of protecting me, where I was able to throw the ball from within the pocket. And I'm sure they'll be ready to go. But like I said, it's a great defensive line, so it'll be a great challenge for them. But I'm excited for those guys to go out there and accept the challenge.
Let's make this clear. This game will be won or lost for the Chiefs along the line. The offensive line seriously struggled in the game against Jacksonville. The Jags took an aggressive approach, blitzing Mahomes and really winning on those reps, despite Mahomes making some godlike plays before suffering an ankle injury. The Bengals' pass rush has given Orlando Brown and Andrew Wiley serious problems in the past. After the Mahomes' first quarter injury against the Jags, this offensive line went into lockdown mode, making sure Henny and Mahomes, upon his return, were kept clean and gave them plenty of time in the pocket. Sunday's game is the most important performance of the season for this O-line. The same case could be made for the defensive line. The Chiefs' pass rush is undoubtedly better than it was last season, led by a career year for Chris Jones. While he didn't log his first playoff sack last week, Jones had a huge impact on the game, disrupting the Jags' offense multiple times. We remember last year's AFC title game where Burrow escaped a Jones sack. Jones remembers it too. He's mentioned it many times. It's not just on Jones, though. They need him to be the dominant destroyer of worlds he's been all season, but they also need playoff Frank. Former Bengal Carlos Dunlap, rookie George Karlaftis, and role player Mike Dana to come up huge on Sunday. This game will be won along the trenches for the Chiefs, and whether they are up to the task will decide the outcome of the game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I feel like I can still do a lot of things, but we'll see as we get closer and closer, and we'll see during the game. I mean, you can't fully do exactly what you're going to be in those moments in the game, but all I can do is prepare myself the best way possible, and then when we get in the game, you hope adrenaline kind of takes over and you can make those throws when you need to.
All eyes on Mahomes and how that ankle holds up on Sunday. While it's bound to impact the game, the quarterback has appeared to be moving well around this week, and everyone seems to be very optimistic about the chances of him moving around that well on Sunday. Taking away the Mahomes magic outside the pocket isn't ideal for the Chiefs offense, but as we mentioned earlier this week, he's still at the top of the NFL and making plays inside the pocket. We'll find out on Sunday how healthy he truly is and how much it affects this game.
Yeah, I do think he's elite like that. It's been a while, but it feels like Joe has more weapons. And I know Tom had a lot of weapons at certain times when he was there in New England. It's hard to compare a quarterback to the best there ever was, but he certainly looks like he's on his way to that. We got so much respect for this quarterback and what he does, and we're going to try to find a way to slow him down. Okay?
Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo has compared Joe Burrow to Tom Brady in the past, and honestly, we have to say it's not a terrible comparison. Burrow doesn't have the accolades yet, but no one does when measuring against Brady. He's as calm and collected under pressure as any QB in the game outside of probably Mahomes. Burrow is a superstar quarterback without a doubt, and Spagnuolo will have to throw everything he has at him in this game to try and force one of the least mistake-prone QBs in football to make a few bad decisions at Arrowhead. And speaking of Arrowhead, that's it for the Arrowhead Drive for this Red Friday, January 27th. If you've enjoyed the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's Sho and BK with their full game preview. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Monday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best. whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.